It's Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. This week, we're talking with some of the lawmakers who have been newly elected to the New Hampshire legislature. And today, I'm chatting with Maria Perez, who will represent Milford in the House. Good morning.
Good morning. My pleasure to be here.
Well, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us. So you emigrated from El Salvador to the U.S. 32 years ago, and you've been living in Milford for about 18 years now?
Yeah, it's going to be close to 20 years.
Well, what brought you to New Hampshire?
To be honest, when I moved here, my ex-husband brought me here. He was working in the textile industry, and he was living in New Hampshire. So that's why I moved to New Hampshire.
And what made you decide to stay?
New Hampshire is a beautiful place. And then if you want your kids to have a good education and a quiet life and quality life, New Hampshire is, to me, is one of the best places, you know. That's why I decided to stay in New Hampshire.
Yeah. And what about Milford specifically? What is it about Milford that attracted you?
I love the nature. I love being in a quiet place. I love and enjoy a place that I can like have a quiet neighborhood. And then Milford have that in the quality of life. I love having my vegetable gardens and Nashua. You know, I felt like that the houses are too close from each other, and then I needed like feel like I have more space and like enjoy the life. So I love Milford.
So when did you first get involved in politics? How did you get involved in politics?
In 2007, I got my citizenship. And then in 2008, one of the field organizers for the Obama campaign reached out to me, and she asked me if she can stay in my house. And then I say, sure, why not? And then she introduced me to the political life. And then I started getting involved, and I started volunteering. And my husband and myself welcomed a lot of people from different campaigns to our house. And then I felt like, you know, this year it was like, okay, I've been so involved, like helping others, you know, running campaigns and being involved with the political life. But if I want to make the difference and I want to help my community, why not run for a state rep?
So what was that decision like in that moment when you said, oh, you know what, maybe I should be a candidate here?
Oh, it was at the beginning, it was very scary, to be honest. I was like, okay. We don't have a lot of Latinos in here. And be an immigrant, Latina, a woman, it was kind of scary. At the beginning, I was one of those things that like, should I do it? Should I not do it? Well, I'm so grateful, you know, with the people in my community. And I realized that, you know, the necessities and the struggles my community was going through during the pandemic. And that made me feel like, okay, maybe I can do more. You know, if I run for office, I can have a little more voice for my community, and then maybe I can help more. But it was kind of scary at the beginning.
So what are you most looking forward to next year when you enter the first legislative session?
I see the struggles in our communities with mental health illness. And one of the biggest things that I'm like looking forward is to be able to work and then bring more awareness of, you know, with the pandemic, how hard it's been for a lot of people who have mental illness and who, you know, just struggle with like staying home, and bring that help to like teachers, you know, teachers and parents that are struggling right now with the pandemic. I want to like help teachers and the parents with the education, make sure that they have all the tools necessary, because I feel like we can do more to bring internet and computers to parents who don't have a computer to be able to help the kids with the homework and stuff. So, yeah. Those are the things that I'm looking for.
Newly elected State Representative Maria Perez, thank you.
Thank you.
Stay with Morning Edition this week as we meet other first-time New Hampshire lawmakers. This is NHPR.